plate a potential nugget.
Moving to leadership, Tarun, last time we spoke, you'd spoken about creating the conditions to create when it applies to entrepreneurs in emerging markets. When you look at this study where you've spoken to entrepreneurs across several markets, and when you look at them and their leadership, are there a few things that stand out with these people when you sort of compare them to some of the leaders in the West? Any headline unique elements that stand out for you?
So I'm opening my book to read a phrase so I don't
absolutely
misquote it. Jeff and I were, when we were writing the introduction, a few pages, I was charged with writing the last paragraph. Something that brings the introduction to a close. And I'll read you our summary statement,
right,
which is two sentences. Here it is. Our overall takeaway is simple. We are just humbled by the combination of audacity of intent, humility of demeanor, and steadfastness of purpose displayed by the giants whose life lessons are narrated here. And so I would point to the trio of phrases that we use: audacity of intent, humility of demeanor, and steadfastness of purpose. So I think the stories here, in a sense, are each and every one of them is an ode to trust, which was the title of my previous meanderings on development in emerging markets, in their own ways, in their own kind of beautiful ways. But they've all taken a very long time to painstakingly build. It turns out that's what it takes to build something that can redirect to society. There's a lot of humility in these people. Maybe to some extent that's what it takes to build coalitions around you who participate with you to co-create the, as I said in my earlier book, to create the conditions to create with you so that you can collectively be much greater than individual efforts would allow. But they're not shy about what they want to accomplish. And they have big goals. They want to emancipate women, or they want to, you know, cure the world. They're not shy of ambition. But they're very cognizant of their human limitations and willing to say sorry and reflect on their life trajectory. And they're willing to take the slow and steady long road, which is why the book is called Leadership to Last, with an emphasis. If you look at the cover of the book, the last is the biggest word.
Interesting. I didn't notice that. Okay. I didn't pick that up.
There's lots of books on leadership. One of the first things Jeff and I asked ourselves was, why in heaven's name are we writing another book on leadership? We go to the airport, there's like 50 books on leadership. I think the answer to us was, at the end of the day, those three phrases that I articulated, and the fact that we were looking over the long durée, the very long horizon, and this word lasting.
What's interesting is the number of times humility shows up as a leadership trait that's relevant in different contexts. Whether it's leadership to last or leadership to create psychological safety to navigate an uncertain world. Amy Edmondson, also a professor at Harvard Business School, and recently rated as the number one management thinker in the world by Thinkers 50 for her work on psychological safety, spoke about three traits that she looks for in leaders, and humility shows up here once again, not surprisingly.
Research. I'm going to say three. Two of them I've already mentioned. But then we might have to talk a little bit about how do you measure these? Because you probably know more about this than I do, you know, from a search perspective. But the three I'm going to say are humility, curiosity, and empathy. Now, notice I didn't say brilliance. I didn't say, you know, extensive industry experience and all of the rest. Because I think first of all, often there's certain kinds of experience that are just table stakes, right? You're not going to be considered for a job if you have no background that's relevant. And so I'm assuming you've got those. But then the humility is that Alan Mulally sense of, I don't have all the answers, and I'm confident that if we pull the best minds together with a good process around the table, we will come up with the answers we need. Right? So that's humility. It's a confidence in what we can do rather than what I know.
Back to what Tarun says, audacity of intent and humility of demeanor can feel like opposing forces, but I guess great leaders manage to walk that tightrope effectively. Thank you for listening.